It's not often that there's reason to be thankful to a media conglomerate, so let's acknowledge this unusual occurrence. How lucky we are that the new Batman movie was produced by Warner Brothers, which also happens to be Prince's record company. Otherwise, this meeting of pop culture giants might never have taken place. The idea of Prince writing a collection of songs based on the Batman story is simultaneously entrancing and laughable. After all, Prince may be the most gifted pop musician of his generation, but he also seemed nutty enough without aligning himself with a comic book superhero. As it turns out, Prince's Batman is written like a pop opera. The songs are assigned to characters, and you're supposed to think of them as you listen. Lemon Crush, for example, is a song that Batman's true but unrequited love, Vicki Vale, is supposed to be singing to her capricious caped crusader.
If I'm working at my job, I'm the victim, you're the robber. No matter how much I try to stop her, can't help think about you, Lemon Crush. I'm ready.
Most of the time, Prince doesn't really pull off this intriguing superhero opera idea, but at least this device makes it very clear which character Prince most identifies with, the Joker. In the comics and the movie, the Joker is supposed to be both evil and insane, qualities that Prince invariably links, in his naughty but moralistic way, with sex. In fact, what comes across most clearly on Prince's Batman album is something we've known for a while, that as often as he tries to contradict it with assertions of piousness, sex is the theme that drives his work more than anything else. The Batman legend in the best of the comic books is filled with furtiveness and dark emotions, and that's a pretty good background for Prince's latest elaborations on this theme. This collection teems with dirty jokes, leering puns, and the sort of cutting-edge rhythm and blues that makes the dirt seem deep. This stuff hits its high point with the one song that stands most clearly apart from everything else on the soundtrack. It's one of the most ferocious pieces of funk music Prince has ever written, called Party Man. It's too bad that the most superfluous piece of music on this album is also the one that most directly addresses the movie. It's the first single, called Bat Dance. What Prince has done is to take snippets from dialogue in the movie and make a collage out of them with a very minimal, abrasive synthesizer beat. It starts out aimless and vague, definitely not the sort of movie theme you'd imagine.
Oh, I got a live one here.
Then about midway through this noisy tedium, sex rears its head, thank goodness. Prince has to come up with some music that introduces Vicki Vale into the song, and it's as if the thought of actress Kim Basinger has inspired him to new heights of lewdness. The song breaks out of the flaccid groove it's been mired in, and Prince develops a crisp, sexy riff that's as good as it is all too brief.
She is great, isn't she? I just like the sound of it.
It's hard to imagine that this Batman music will revive Prince's career, which in terms of the number of records he sold recently is at an all-time low. But creatively, Batman has made him loose and goosey. He's making music that's intentionally sloppy and way out there. Batman has inspired Prince to let it all hang out. As this verse of a song called The Future suggests, he's into ecstasy these days.
Yellow smiley off of me, ex. Like he's drinking 7-Up. I would rather drink 6 razor blades. Razor blades from a paper cup. He can't understand, I say too tough. It's just that I've seen the future. Boy, it's rough. I've seen the future and it will be. I've seen the future and it works. And if there's life after, we will see.